Thumbtack presents the ins and outs of caring for your home. Out. Indecision. Overthinking. Second-guessing every choice you make. In. Plans and guides that make it easy to get home projects done. Out. Beige on beige on beige. Ugh. In. Knowing what to do, when to do it, and who to hire. Start caring for your home with confidence. Download Thumbtack today.
Let's BOGO. The Hoppin' Good sale at Designer Shoe Warehouse is on. Buy any pair of shoes in-store or online. Get a second qualifying pair 50% off. Yep, must-have sandals, sneakers, and more from brands you love are buy one, get one 50% off at DSW. But only for a limited time, so hop to it. Fill your basket and score BOGO 50% off at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Waiting for the best deals? Spring Black Friday savings are here. Shop early access now at Blinds.com and save big on new custom window treatments. At Blinds.com, shopping online for custom window treatments doesn't mean sacrificing on service, selection, or style. As the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, Blinds.com has hundreds of options to fit any decor and budget. Choose from stylish roller or bamboo shades, blackout options, and more. We even have motorized shades for your patio. DIY, or let our experts handle the heavy lifting. Blinds.com has you covered with free virtual consultations. We'll even send a pro to do the measure and install. Try before you buy with free samples delivered to your door. With over 25 million windows covered, every order's backed with Blinds.com's 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com's Spring Black Friday Early Access now for up to 40% off with minimum purchase, plus a free measure. Save up to 40% at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Tyler, the big news is Chris Letang, who had surgery on his heart today, a procedure to close a small hole. The AP story on this says this was related to the strokes he's had, that they wanted to close this hole again because that has, I guess, affected his health and obviously had something to do with him having some serious health episodes. So you obviously know Chris. Do you view this as something that might change his plans on continuing to play and continuing to have a career? What are your thoughts?
No, I don't think so. I think they've obviously known about this, and you know, they just picked now to get the surgery. Again, it was something that I think they've had, they've known about since, I would think, for months now, you know, and they just said, instead of waiting till, you know, the last game that doesn't mean anything, we might as well get it done to give him more time to recover. So, and do I think it'll affect his future? No. No, like, again, he played last game. He played pretty good. So I don't think it'll affect his future. Might make him a better player and obviously safer and healthier. But, again, if it's a question of if he's coming back next year, he's definitely coming back.
TK, sixth straight year. Sidney Crosby, nobody knows you better than your peers. A lot of guys, I feel like, across all sports would take the highest honor as being voted on the best, you know, player by the fellow players. The sixth straight year, he is voted the NHL's most complete player by the rest of the players. Just your reaction to a guy at 37 years old getting that kind of recognition from the guys who are trying to stop him and beat him every time they see him.
Well, I think it's one of the best awards to get. It's like, you know, when you play with your buddies golf and they say you're the best player, like, that means a lot more than just like random people, you know, like there's a lot more weight there. And, you know, he just, you know, good hockey players, NHL players realize how good he is. You know, it's like greatness realizes greatness, respects greatness. And everyone knows how good Sid is. And I don't know, you just see he's still driven to be so good. And like, I don't see him slowing down. This has been one of the most undercover best years Sid's had in a long, long time.
Yep.
With really like not a great team this year. You know, it has potential.
Isn't that kind of a shame, TK, that he's been this good and the team around him just can't even come close really to contending? Because that irks me as a fan, not of just the Penguins, but of Sid himself, wanting to see him get more cracks at it in the playoffs. And they're just, it feels like they're not close.
No, I just think like that's like a man's way of taking it. You know, just because my team isn't good doesn't mean I'm going to jump ship or, you know, I'm not going to play well. It's like, no, this is the cards I'm dealt with. This is the team. This I'm the leader of the team. I got to make sure I do the best. You know, I just feel like, especially now, you know, I see it in like youth hockey and all this stuff. Like when things don't go your way or if you don't have a good team, you don't just sell out the team and jump ship and be like, go to a winner. You know, you stay with the team. You ride the good times out and you ride the bad times out. And Sid's obviously riding part of the bad times because of all the winners. Like the guy's got three cups, dude. Like it's such an impressive career. And he knows that it's not all going to be, you know, unbelievable years here in Pittsburgh. And now he knows it's on a downslope. Is it frustrating? Would you want to see him go to a winner with how good he's playing? Yeah, but, you know, I respect the loyalty to the team, to the players, to the organization, to the city. Like, that's a guy that, you know, again, is a man of his word, a man that, like, is a stand-up guy. Again, not jumping ship because things aren't going his way. Like, that's an unbelievable quality to have in your captain and your leader of your team. And, you know, again, we're really, really lucky to have a guy like Sidney Crosby because you look around, there's other guys that jump ship at the end of their career to win one more, and that's not Sidney Crosby.
Who deserves the most blame for them missing the playoffs again this year?
Who? I think it's a couple things. You know, I don't think their goaltending, let's start with the goaltending. I don't think their goaltending was where it needed to be. I don't think Jari was where he needed to be. I thought I think he's actually changed his game. I think he's played a lot better since the Four Nations, but I think that was obviously a problem. Depth scoring, you know, the guys on the third and fourth line haven't put up the points that they should have and needed to push us into a playoff spot. The defense, when we look at the defense, we just weren't hard enough in front of our own end. We give up way too many odd man rushes at a certain, you know, down stretches where, you know, we'd have games. There was at least two or three 2-on-1s, kind of leaving the goalie out to dry. So there is a multiple.
How much does all that reflect on coaching versus actual just talent on hand, TK?
Well, I think for coaching, Sullivan's a great coach. And I still think, like, you know, when you think of the players that have been with him for like 5 or 6 years, there's only like four guys in there that have been with him. So, like, to get rid of him, I don't know if that's like a smart move because he hasn't had those guys under his umbrella long enough. And he knows there's like a transition going on right now. It's more if Mike Sullivan wants to leave or not. But does it fall on his shoulders? Yeah, it falls on shoulders of him, Kyle Dubas. Like whenever you don't make playoffs, it falls on, you know, the business side of it, which starts with Mike Sullivan, starts with Kyle Dubas. And, you know, it's just part of the plan of let's keep doing this so when we do make playoffs we have a contender for a long time down the road. And you know, right now Kyle Dubas has a plan. He's got a plan in place that maybe I think, especially in Pittsburgh, I think we want it done a lot quicker, and I don't think it can be done quick. I think this is like a five-year plan, and the problem with that is, which is kind of crazy, and I think they come to realization that in that 5 years you don't know if Sidney Crosby, of Kenny Malkin and Chris Letang are going to be on that team, but it's something that we needed to do now. So again, when those guys leave, we have something left to contend into the playoffs because we don't want, when those guys leave, we have nothing. You know, we have the worst team in the league and all that. We don't have a future in hockey in the playoffs in Pittsburgh. And that's those hard decisions that I think Kyle Dubas made maybe last year, going to this year, like, hey, we need to kind of bite the bullet here, ride this tough stretch out. So again, when those guys do leave, we still have a good team.
Tyler Kennedy brought to you by Tri-State Office Furniture, the best in the business. Thank you, TK. We'll wrap things up next week. Thank you.
Thanks, boys.
There you go. Tyler Kennedy.
Today's podcast is sponsored by Midi Health. At any given time, 61% of adult women say they want to lose weight. But for many, that's easier said than done. If you've had trouble losing weight, don't lose hope. Midi Health uses a deep understanding of women's hormones and a combination of weight loss medications to create a customized plan for each user. Midi Health can help you achieve more effective and sustainable weight loss by addressing hormone imbalances. Midi can also prescribe proven weight loss medications that help you experience reduced appetite and increased feelings of fullness. When paired with hormone optimization, you're not just managing your weight, you're also supporting your body's natural processes, which means you can overcome those weight loss plateaus that in the past have been so difficult to move beyond. So if you're ready to combine the power of hormones with the power of weight loss medications, visit joinmidi.com today. Discover how this innovative approach can lead you to lasting success. That's joinmidi.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps. Restrictions apply.